Kintsugi Hope was founded by Diane and Patrick Reagan, OBE, after a series of operations and events that took them to the brink physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. They have a vision of starting a movement of Kintsugi Hope well-being groups where people can experience safety and support, where there's no shame and embarrassment in struggling, an increase in self-worth, confidence, and well-being, a deeper understanding of the reality of God's love for them, and a clear pathway to receive additional support if needed. Now, Patrick is coming to Billericay next Monday to share his story of mental health challenges and much more. To tell us more, here is Patrick Reagan, OBE. Welcome, Patrick.
Hey, it's good to see you. How are you doing?
Oh, very well, thank you. This is a subject very close to my heart, having been a sufferer myself in the past. But I hope that was a reasonable summary of what your aims and challenges are. Could you tell us a bit more about it and how it all started, please?
Yeah, I mean, of course. Four years ago tomorrow, in fact,
wow.
We started Kintsugi Hope. And really wanted to do two things: tackle social isolation and promote positive mental health. And really, it came out a bit of my own story where I really struggled with my own mental health and went through a time of real brokenness and struggling with anxiety, struggling with, you know, a really dark time of depression. Yeah. And I came across the image of Kintsugi, and basically what it is if you get a plate and you break it, I tend, in this country, we tend to mend it with super glue and pretend it's all okay.
Yeah.
What they do in Japan is they put a gold powder in the glue. So instead of hiding the cracks, they make a feature of the cracks. Arguably, the object becomes more beautiful. It certainly becomes more unique.
Yeah.
And I thought that was an amazing image of that actually good stuff can come out of brokenness, that our scars are not there to be ashamed of. They make us who they are, who we are. They're part of our story.
Yeah.
And so me and my wife, Diane, we wanted to start a charity that would support people in their mental health. We had no idea that COVID was on its way.
No.
And it feels more important than ever now to be talking about this.
Well, that's right. I mean, a lot more people seem to have been affected during the lockdowns. I know my own son and daughter had trouble coping with it, and it was an unreal situation, wasn't it? And it's affected a lot of people. So although things seem to be improving, there is still a lot of stigma around mental health, particularly for men. And I think your event is aimed mainly at men, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Next Monday evening in Billericay. And, you know, the stats around men's mental health are staggering, actually. That men are three times as likely to die by suicide than women.
Yeah.
We have the highest suicide rates in the UK, men between the ages of 40 and 49.
Yeah.
And men actually report lower levels of life satisfaction. Three quarters of adults who go missing are men, and 87% of rough sleepers are men.
Yeah.
And I feel like so often as guys, we don't talk about this stuff because there is still stigma attached to it. But you know, we're very happy to invest in our physical health. We like going to the gym. Some people like running and physical exercise. We invest in our physical health. And I guess what we want to say, as well as your physical health, let's invest in our mental health. In fact, actually, some of the best sports stars are mentally incredibly strong, and that's why they've achieved the success they have. So we should be talking not just about physical health and mental health, we should be talking about health in the broadest term, and it all counts and it all matters.
Well, absolutely. I love the story of the Japanese bowl that you were talking about, because we are all unique. We're all different. And what works for some people doesn't work for others. You went through a terrible time. What did you find that helped you a lot?
I think I've always been my own biggest critic.
Yeah.
I think I can, you know, people often say when you cover for mental health stuff, you know, was it exercise? Was it a better diet? For me, I think it was like learning to control the internal chatter where I can constantly put myself down.
Mm.
And I think that so often our biggest critic is ourselves.
Mm.
And I remember my counselor saying to me, Patrick, I think you need to show yourself a bit more self-compassion. And I was like, I'm a bloke. I don't do baths. I don't do candles.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds awful. What are you talking about? It sounds navel-gazing. I hate it. Mm. And she was like, you know what? Self-compassion is different to self-indulgence.
Mm.
Self-indulgence is, I'll have that extra glass of wine just to take the edge off.
Or
I'll have that extra bit of cake. That actually makes you feel guilty in the long run. Self-compassion is talking to yourself the way that you would talk to your best friend. Because you wouldn't dare talk to your best friend the way that you talk to yourself. And actually, that's quite hard. That's quite hard to do. And for me, it takes a lot of discipline. And it's not an easy, wimpy thing to do. And I think we need to change the narrative around the way we use some of these words. And so for me, that was really key and continues to be key as well.
Completely agree. So in association with Forging Men Billericay, next Monday you'll be at the Chantry Centre for the event It's OK Not To Be OK. So what's going to happen on the night?
Well, I think that the whole idea is to get as many guys there as possible. And I'm going to be sharing some insights on my new book, Bouncing Forwards, Notes on Resilience, Courage and Change. And I think we're going to be looking like, you know, we are living in a changing world. There are all sorts of pressures. How can we thrive in that world? It's interesting looking at the topic of resilience. Resilience, by definition, is thriving in the midst of adversity. It doesn't mean that adversity will suddenly stop. You know, lives are complicated. Marriages do break down. Kids do make unwise choices at times. Things can be struggle. We do get physically ill and sick and stuff goes on. But, you know, how do we get to a place where we can still be resilient in the midst of life's challenges and to be real and authentic and honest instead of pretending that everything's okay when it clearly isn't? And so we're going to be grappling with those issues next Monday evening. And you know, I hope that everyone who comes will be able to feel like they get something out of the night that's actually going to be really helpful and they can apply it to their lives.
Absolutely. Well, you're spot on as far as I'm concerned. As I say, I've had my own experience and you're speaking truth and common sense there. And I'm going to try and make it along myself on the night. If anyone's interested in attending, the tickets are £5 from forgingmen.eventbrite.co.uk. But if you're not able to jot that down right now, it will be on our website later on today. That also includes refreshments and it's mainly to cover costs of the hall and all that, but after costs, all proceeds go to your charity, the Kintsugi Hope Charity. How's that going?
Yeah, it's been incredible, you know. What we did is we wrote a 12-week program around well-being that deals with all the big issues like anxiety and depression and forgiveness and resilience. Wrote it all in learning styles and have trained charities and churches and others to deliver it in communities across the UK. And there's thousands and thousands of people in these groups now. You know, they've been running in the police, they've been running in homeless shelters, they've been running for single parents, they've been running in communities, in schools, in universities. And really, it's just a chance of coming together, a bit like you'd go to the gym, come together, learn about mental health, get some tools, get some techniques, get some mates, get some friends, and put some of those support structures in your life. And so we've seen thousands and thousands of people join these groups over the last couple of years, which has been so encouraging. And people have made lifelong friends, which is fantastic.
Yeah, must be very rewarding for you and your wife as well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that motivates you, isn't it, is when you hear stories of changed lives. Because you know that actually you're not in it for the money. You're in it because you want to make a difference. And you're in it because there are so many people that have such, you know, a sense of shame, that sense of, you know, I'm wrong, I've done something wrong, I'm not valuable, I'm not worth anything, you know, everything that's happened to me is my fault. You know, not everything happens to us because of us, you know.
No,
we're not in control of everything around us or everyone else's actions. And so to get people to come through that and to realize that actually they have a contribution to make. Everyone's made, I believe, in the image of God and is worth treating with dignity and respect. And sometimes we make negative choices, but actually, you know what? We can turn that around as well. So yeah, change lives is really, really exciting when you hear people going on. You know, we've had people at week two who said, I was having suicidal thoughts. By week 12, they've gone and got a job. They're increasing confidence so much. And people who weren't going out of the house because they were anxious and afraid and had some physical disabilities as well, and that was keeping them inside, now they go out all the time. Yeah. And so I think that we need to hang on to that sense of hope. But I think post-COVID, we need to do things differently. And I think rediscovering what community is and connection is going to be really important in these next couple of years.
Absolutely. Well, it's brilliant work. It's very, very good indeed. And it's great to talk to you today, Patrick. I'll just run through the details of your event on Monday again. It's Monday the 28th of February, 8 p.m. at the Chantry Centre, Chantry Way, Billericay, CM11 2AP. Tickets £5 from forgingmen.eventbrite.co.uk. But I expect if someone just turns up with a fiver, they'll be able to get in, will they?
I don't know. I suspect so. I don't think anyone's get turned away.
No, absolutely. Patrick Reagan, been great to talk to you. Thank you very much, and hope all goes brilliantly on Monday. Thank you.
Thanks ever so much. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Cheers. Bye-bye now.
Take care. Bye.